News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Very glad to see you on the radio. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Our guest right now, movie Mike McGranahan. He's a professional movie critic. His website's aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker. He's a member of the Broadcast Film or the Critics Choice Association and the Online Film Critics Society. I invite you to do what I have done, and that's follow him on Twitter, at ILC. His appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg. Mike, thank you so much for checking in today. I'm very glad to hear you on the phone.
Yes, I'm sorry I can't be there in person. I'm hoping that I'll be back there live sooner rather than later, but obviously we're living in kind of an extraordinary time right now, and due to the fact that my wife has respiratory problems and we have two children, the youngest of whom is one, we've all made the decision to just stay home, which we've been doing for about 2 weeks now.
Have you been watching a lot of movies?
Nonstop, yes. Lots of movies. My job continues even though there's no new movies in the theaters, and even though the theaters are not currently open.
Well, tell me about this huge impact on the entertainment industry. Tell me about that.
Well, it's unprecedented. We've never seen a time before where the nation's movie theaters have closed. It didn't happen after Pearl Harbor. It didn't happen after 9/11. So we've never had a time like this, and there's a lot of uncertainty about when they'll reopen. The AMC chain, which of course runs our local multiplex, they announced about a week and a half ago that they were going to be closed for at least 6 to 12 weeks. And of course, we are at the point now where we were approaching the big summer movie season, and we're finding that all of those movies that were supposed to come out in the early days of summer have now been pulled from release and are going to be released at a later, mostly undetermined date. So it's really just throwing off the entire motion picture industry right now.
Well, and it wasn't the most solvent industry in the world for a lot of theaters and for some movie makers and so on. Explain what might be some of the, what could some of the long-term impacts be?
I think one of the biggest negative impacts will be on smaller theaters. You know, something like AMC, that's a major chain, and they will probably survive this. But there are a lot of independently owned and run theaters across the country, and having to close their doors for weeks or months is going to be very difficult for them when they have to continue to pay staff, possibly. They have to continue paying rent and utilities. And so that may create a real financial hardship that will make it difficult or impossible for them to open back up when this is over. So to me, that would be one of the most unfortunate negative implications of this coronavirus.
Well, it just seems like a corollary question. Anything good going to come out of this?
I don't know, really. I mean, my hope is that when the theaters open back up, that people are very tired of being at home, of being cooped up, of not being around other people, and they'll say, let's go to a movie. And really, that's one of the best things that we could do when this is over. If you love movies, go and see something in a theater. Buy the popcorn, buy the soda, buy the candy. I know it's a little expensive, but make that investment because it will help the theaters stay open.
All right. You reviewed some Netflix best of last week. Slowly go over that list, and let's look at Amazon and Hulu, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big ones that I recommended last week was a film called Snowpiercer. Of course, this year at the Oscars, the big winner was Bong Joon-ho's Parasite. And Snowpiercer is a movie he made a couple years ago that people who saw and like Parasite might also enjoy. It takes place in somewhere in the distant future, and the Earth has been decimated by a climate crisis. And the last known survivors on Earth are in a high-tech train that just continually circles the globe. So it's kind of a claustrophobic thriller with some science fiction elements. Chris Evans, who of course played Captain America in all the Marvel movie stars and that. So that's one I think people who saw Parasite and may be interested in Bong Joon-ho's other films, they should definitely start with that one because it's really exciting.
What's the name of that film again?
It's called Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
And that's available for streaming right now on Netflix.
All right. Anything else on Netflix in particular that's really worth your while?
Yeah, another one that I recommended is a documentary called ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas. which is a documentary about the career of the legendary rock band. And I saw this movie when it was in theatrical release, and it's just really entertaining. I can't even say I was the biggest ZZ Top fan. I like them, but I came away with a lot of appreciation for who they are as musicians and as people from this movie. And of course, it answers all the questions that we tend to have about ZZ Top, like, where did the beards come from? Where did the sunglasses come from? How come the only guy in the band whose last name is actually Beard is the only one who doesn't have the famous long beard? So it's just got a lot of fun information about ZZ Top, and I think that's another one people who grew up as I did in the 80s and remember ZZ Top in their heyday are really going to have a lot of fun with.
All right, some other highlights on either cable or other streaming services?
Yeah, there are a bunch of movies on Hulu here that I was going to recommend. One of them, this is a very strange documentary, but I do recommend it. It's called Wrinkles the Clown, and I saw this movie last year as well, and it's a documentary about a Florida clown that parents can hire to scare their unruly children. And if you are on YouTube a lot, you may have seen videos of Wrinkles the Clown. He had a very famous video of him scaring a child. But what's interesting, I don't want to blow anything or spoil anything, but there's more to this movie than it initially lets on. And whatever you think of the idea of a clown being paid to scare children, this movie will surprise you. It's really much more an examination of why we as a society tend to have this fear of clowns. And I found myself riveted by it. Once they get to the turning point in the story, you'll be absolutely hooked.
Well, you're afraid of clowns, so that works out.
I don't like clowns, yeah, so I found this movie very intriguing.
I mean, I remember that from some of our previous conversations. All right, some other must-watch things you might find on cable?
Another one that I would recommend on Hulu is a movie called Fighting With My Family that came out last year. Of course, Florence Pugh just nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in Little Women. She's the breakout star right now. And last year, before Little Women, she was in this movie, Fighting With My Family. And it's a comedy about how a young British woman went on to become the WWE star known as Paige. You don't have to like professional wrestling at all to enjoy this movie. It's about a young woman with a dream and how her dream impacts her family. I could care less about professional wrestling, and this movie is great, and I think that if you want to see an early performance from someone who is rapidly evolving into one of our most important actresses, Fighting With My Family is streaming on Hulu, and I believe it's also on Amazon Prime.
All right. Anything else to watch? Good programs, good movies. What else do you have there, if anything, to list?
Last one I would recommend is a movie that sounds very strange, but I promise it's good. It's called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. How do you like that for a title? It stars Sam Elliott. I saw this movie at the Fantasia Film Festival 2 years ago. And Sam Elliott plays a guy who killed Hitler back in the day but was forced to keep it secret by the government. Years later, they come to him and they want him to kill Bigfoot. Now, that sounds really weird and goofy, but the movie is actually a really poignant story about a guy coming to terms with the secrets of his past. And the great Sam Elliott is phenomenal in it. So, again, that's called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. And that is also on Hulu.
All right. Yeah, I have seen that one. That is just crazy, just remarkable, and not at all what you could think it might be, although with that title, who knows what it could be. Well, movie
right.
Mike McGranahan, thank you so much. Is anyone getting an idea when we might be able to see you at the movies?
Well, like I said, AMC is closed for 6 to 12 weeks, and all the movies are being bumped back. So it's probably looking like best-case scenario, movies theaters open in June. Late May, June.
Okay.
That's best case scenario. We'll see.
All right. We'll stay in touch. We appreciate that. Perhaps we'll check in with you next week and see what you've seen since then. We'll look at maybe another streaming service or even on cable. Some of the shows like the History Channel have great movies, great series, too. So we can talk about that. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Movie Mike McGranahan, of course, professional movie critic. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.